This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A live studio audience, but when a North Dakota team goes to the big dance to take on Duke, I think that calls for a very loud cheer from that live studio audience that we have with us today. Todd, can you direct a cheer from the crowd? With a
all right, cheer, guys!
Just so you know, that was the same identical cheer they were said to give Scott Hennon for being on What's in Your Mind, but since you said Bison, it probably just amped it up that much more.
Well, I hope so. I can't even put into words how cool this is to have that win last night over North Carolina Central bring NDSU in a game against Duke.
Can you imagine if we knock off Coach K, how viral that would go?
I know, and I, you know, look, that's why they play the game. Somebody that's a so-called expert last night said, you know, there's no chance they win. None. Nada. I'm like, well, then don't play the game. Cancel the game if you think there's no chance they can win. I mean, that's why you play a game. Upsets happen. Is it a tall order? Absolutely. But could NDSU play their best game ever, pumped up beyond belief that they're playing Duke? You bet.
Well, and here's the other thing. Sometimes a team like Duke, or not to single them out, but sometimes they'll look past the opponent that they should easily beat and be looking down the line and forget, whoops, got to beat these guys first. So you never know. Between the two things, we could win it.
Yeah, and, you know, NDSU plays lights out. Duke has a you know, you don't think that they're chuckling right now? I mean, the Duke is thinking of the Frozen Four. They're thinking of the final. That's hockey.
Frozen Four.
I'm a hockey guy.
I know it is.
They're thinking of.
They have a hockey team. They have a lacrosse team. If you put them on skates, I'm sure they could do the same thing. But.
Yeah, I mean, they're thinking where the experts have them. They're not thinking. They're looking beyond NDSU. So I don't know.
Exactly.
I think they can win.
Yep. If they goof up and don't keep their eye on the ball, pardon the pun. Or, in your case, your eye on the puck. Does that help you out better, Scott?
It could happen.
They could look right past us and, oh, wait a minute here. These guys are pretty good, you know. And lest they forget, our football team seems to do okay.
Here is what I would suggest you do today. Text me. I'm going to give you my number so we can keep all these in one spot and pick a lucky winner. Text me who wins. What score? So you just put NDSU in the score or Duke in the score, and whoever's closest to correct, we will award on Monday's program, because the game is tomorrow, a free MyPillow. How about that?
And by the way, if you text my phone, it doesn't count because the directions were to text Scott's phone.
Just me. Yeah, just because it's easier when we're doing contests to keep, otherwise Todd's got to forward them to me and we're going to, it's kind of hard. 701-367-2054. Text me at 701-367-2054. And again, who wins and the score? Free MyPillow. Will it be NDSU? Will it be Duke? And I'm taking all Duke predictions and putting them in the delete bucket. No, I'm not. because I understand
that.
Some people are going to probably go with the odds and actually want to win, but that'll be kind of fun. But trust me, they play the game for a reason. That's all I'm saying. They played the game for a reason. And I got to say this. The Dave Richmond and all those that have gone before him, Saul Phillips, Tim Miles, back to Irv Inniger, you know, good for you. Look what you built. Look what's happening. I mean, I don't know that you can, first of all, name me a university, a college in North Dakota that has been on a stage like this before at anything, okay? I mean, it's Duke. It's Duke basketball, okay? It's one of the premier programs in this sport in the country, and NDSU is playing them in this tournament that everybody watching, I mean, zillions of viewers. It's just incredible. moment ago, I saw on Fox News, they're having fun. Oh, look at this. NDSU's going to play Duke. There'll be all of that. There'll be the David, you know, Goliath, the Cinderella story, the whole deal. So it's fantastic. It's just, it's cool. It's really, really cool.
They're on nationwide CBS TV. I mean, when's that going to happen again?
Yeah. So that's really neat. All right. What else are we doing today? We are going to talk to an author at the bottom of the hour that was suggested by a listener of ours. Lucy in Pesek sent me this. And I've told you before, if we can serve you in any way differently than we are, we'd like to. We're here to serve you. Who do you want to hear from? What topics do you want tackled? You know? And every day I want to come here and not necessarily even talk about what other people are talking about. I want to talk about things other people aren't talking about so that you get, you know, something different and we serve you. So you let us know. So anyway, Lucy and Pesek sent a copy of Imprimis, which is a little publication that Hillsdale College puts out. And it had a story about an author by the name of Alex Berenson. And Alex wrote a book called Tell Your Children, The Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. This book and this article is eye-opening in just the sheer data, the sheer research of what happens from marijuana. There is a perception out there, I believe, that, you know, marijuana, everybody does it. It's not that big a deal. And, you know, just stop with the hysteria over marijuana. It's not a gateway drug. It doesn't cause any problem. You can use it and be just fine. And you know what? That probably describes some people, but not all the people. And the research here is pretty alarming. So we're going to talk to Alex Berenson about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Because marijuana and, legalized marijuana, medical marijuana, this is sort of sweeping the country right now. So we'll talk about that. Also, Kelly Armstrong will be here, of course, a congressman, and Dickinson, North Dakota native. Look forward to that. Laura Ingraham, last night on her program, had some advice for the president. I'm going to play it here in a moment. I want to see if you agree with it or not. Okay. Also, Chris Berg will be here today on the program. He and I are going to talk about Mary Adams. She is a state representative from Grand Forks. You may have seen this on my Facebook page. But Mary Adams is wishing, dreaming for Donald Trump and Mike Snow to meet some horrible, Mike Pence to meet some horrible fate so that Nancy Pelosi can become president. Now, that's the craziest thing a North Dakota Democrat has said in the last week, I guess, because just a week ago we had Ruth Buffalo saying that Representative Omar and all her hateful racist talk needed our support. Supposed to call and tell Nancy Pelosi, back off this poor Representative Omar. Wow. Wow. Where's the Democratic leadership on this? We'll talk with Chris Berg from Point of View about that coming up on the program and whatever else you'd like to talk about. All right, now for a question I'm about to pose to you, our fine listeners. Let's listen to what Laura Ingraham last night said about in the way of some advice for President Trump. Listen and see if you agree. The audio up there, Kev?
Finally tonight, a message to President Trump. Sir, you're presiding over the strongest economy in the world due to policies and priorities that you campaigned on and are now implementing. Manufacturing is back. Wages and optimism are up. Opportunities are boundless. This is truly one of the best times ever to be an American. You're doing a great job on judges, and you're doing the right thing on trade. But for the past few days, you've stepped on your own message and given needless fodder to your enemies by talking about John McCain and George Conway. On key issues, I disagree substantively with both of them as well. I get it. But there's just too much left to be done to waste a moment on score settling. You're the leader of the free world. In his 1981 speech to CPAC, Ronald Reagan reflected on the treatment he received during the campaign from his critics.
We were the subject of much indifference and oftentimes intolerance. And that's why I hope our political victory will be remembered as a generous one, and our time in power will be recalled for the tolerance we showed for those with whom we disagree.
Well, that's a good reminder for all of us, myself included. As Democrats embrace socialist-style policies, we've been talking about it for weeks now, you, Mr. President, have an opportunity to not only build on your record of amazing success, but expand the conservative movement to new generations of Americans and save the United States from the fate currently befalling Europe. The Mueller investigation is an outrage and has been an albatross, unfair. And the media, horribly biased against you, I understand the frustration. But keep your eye on the prize. Being unconventional is great. We love it. Going around the traditional media and using Twitter to speak directly to the American people, that's terrific. Have fun with that. But keep the focus on the horizon, on what counts, the American people, preserving our freedom, our traditions, and our way of life.
Is she right? Is that good advice for Donald Trump? She's certainly right about all the good news. And by the way, he talks about it. Remember, when I interviewed him at the White House not long ago, I asked him, on behalf of our listeners who had the question, you never get credit for the things you're doing. If you had to name the best example of that, where you're not getting the credit you're due, what would it be? He said, the economy. So she's saying, hey, the past few days you're talking about John McCain and George Conway, your score settling, it takes away from the economy. Here's my deal. I don't know if Donald Trump talked about the economy 24/7. Whether the fake news media would cover it anyway. They're going to ignore anything that's good. But you tell me when we come back.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Dak Diesel gets it done. That's what you need to know today. Dak Diesel gets it done. Plus, CJ's a doctor. He does house calls now. That's right. He's out and about everywhere. So if you had something sitting in the shop, in the yard, you just don't know how to get it done.
The Diesel Doctor.
That's CJ. He gets it done. And all things diesel. They specialize in diesel because that's their specialty. They're very good at it. They've been doing it for decades. They got a whole team now that could do that. They're in Bismarck. But folks have brought vehicles in from all over. They have it done right. Get it running right. Get it back on the road. Get it back in the field. Semis, pickup trucks, tractors, you name it. Call them at 701-258-5011 for an appointment today. 701-258-5011 or email cj@dacdiesel.com. Fred, west of Fargo. Laura Ingram, right? Good advice to the president, right, to do what he's doing.
Laura Ingram is right. And the fact that President Trump is doing a good job on the economy does not mean he needs to do what he's doing. This makes him look small and petty. George is a slug. George Conway is a slug. He should completely ignore him. And John McCain is dead. So why is he spending any time talking about these people? It makes no sense. He should be concentrating on his programs. This makes him look small and petty. And when someone is trying to kill you, you got to quit handing him ammunition. And he's been doing that right along, and it makes no sense. If I were an advisor of his, I'd tell him to stick to what he does best and quit being petty and small.
All right, Fred, well thought out, appreciate your passion on it. See if folks agree, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or text us, 701-367-2054. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Texter says, Laura is 100% correct. Why are we still whining about McCain this long after his death? There's still a lot being done to right the ship, and it needs to be highlighted daily. Keep the left on the defensive. I want to just answer both that texter and also Fred from west of Fargo, related to why is he talking about John McCain? Well, John McCain is central to the current Mueller investigation in the following fashion. John McCain, this is all just came out recently in some redacted reports, so we know exactly that John McCain dispatched an aide to go get this dossier, brought it back, didn't go to President Trump to say, hey, what the heck? Gave it to the FBI. FBI takes it to the FISA court. FISA court says, oh, there must be something there. They didn't, you know, how the FISA court was informed is a suspect here of, you know, the origins of that intelligence. Nonetheless, John McCain played a role in this ongoing Mueller investigation. This Mueller investigation is a disgrace. It's a joke. It's a waste of time. It's pathetic. Millions of dollars of your money has been spent on it. So the president says John McCain owns a piece of that. That came out. That's what he brought up. Okay? I think what he did at the speech yesterday at the tank plant in Lima, Ohio, was to say, you know, this is why I've been doing what I've been doing, trying to explain it from the beginning. We also learned that John McCain told the president, told his staff, he would be voting in favor of repealing and replacing Obamacare, and then he went thumbs down. Why do you think John McCain did that? I think John McCain did that because he hates Donald Trump. He didn't want Donald Trump to have a victory. So he hated Donald Trump more than he hated Obamacare. Would that stick in your craw? Probably. So the president started telling that story in the speech. That being said, I don't disagree. I mean, this is what the media is going to report on when he talks about it. George Conway, that whole situation, that's the husband of Kellyanne Conway, right? And Kellyanne Conway is obviously a top advisor to the president, counselor to the president, and her husband keeps yapping about the president on Twitter. If I were Kellyanne Conway, I would go home and say, honey, do you love me? Are we a husband and wife? Are we a family here? Do you want me to succeed as much as I want you to succeed? Shut up! Shut! You know, give me that phone. This is ridiculous. Stop this right now. I mean, it's unbelievable. It should be settled. But again, President didn't create John McCain hating the president, turning over the dossier. President Trump didn't create him lying about his vote on repeal and replace. So, by the way, they think they're okay. And then if they had known he was a no, they would have obviously lobbied others. Maybe would have got him. Maybe we would have repealed and replaced Obamacare. didn't create John Conway, George Conway, rather. On the other hand, the president has built a career on being a street fighter. He's a New York City developer that is a street fighter. And this is what street fighters do. I like that he fights for us. That's why we have the economy we have. And I'm not so sure if he talked about nothing but the economy, they wouldn't find things to talk about anyway. So it isn't like, you know, if he did it. But here's what I say to Laura Ingraham and all the others, Fred and this texter and everybody else. This is how the president got elected president. That's how he got elected president. You want him to change now? Is that smart? Will that be better? The president's going to sign an executive order today on free speech. God bless him. Who else would go out there and defend against all the academics and everybody else? I think it's great. Mark at Fargo, what do you think? Mark at Fargo, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I saw that piece from Laura last night. I thought it was a little rough on, you know, she tried to make it a compliment at the end, you know, that he should focus on, you know, the positive things, and I think he should do, and he does that too, but we forget this guy's been under siege since, well, you could say since he came down the elevator, but let's just say since he got elected.
Every minute of every day, Mark. Every minute of every day he's under siege.
Well, and I listen to, like, when I try to listen to Sean and Rush, and I like those guys, and I like, you know, but it gets so negative for the public. I mean, there's so much crap. I mean, what happened to America where people just stood up for the country and what's good for the country? It's all politics. I mean, the Dems don't care a bit about the people. They just want to control things. They want health care, like Rush said years ago, so they could control one-fifth of the economy. That's huge,
of course,
huge money. And you have these $80,000 and $120,000 a year people in Washington controlling trillions of dollars with zero experience. They just, you heard last night on the news how much they just hand out to the countries. They get $33 billion in aid to this country and $2 billion to that. And it's unbelievable. And that's our money. And then at home, we can't get our roads fixed or we can't get little things done, you know, and Trump's fighting for that type of thing, and these, even the Republicans, the establishment's against him because they're so entrenched in control. And that thing about McCain is, McCain was, you know, I think exactly what you said, he is vindictive. He was, you know, just anything. He wasn't being what was good for America to get rid of Obamacare and develop a better system.
He used his own funeral to try and take shots at the president. I mean, and of course, you know, Meghan McCain is doing the same thing. She's talking about this all the time, you know.
Right.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
Like you said, look at what he's done so good. I mean, imagine what it would be like, John Lennon, imagine what it would be like if everybody was working together to solve the debt problems, to solve all these problems. It would be a fantastic country, you know.
I know. I couldn't agree anymore. I think the problem, Mark, is, look, Donald Trump is an outlier, sort of like Doug Burgum, honestly, on the state level. They're so different that if they succeed, the establishment, if you will, the way we did it before, is gone. And that threatens people. I mean, that's why Democrats, they want to control things. Very good call, Mark. Appreciate it. More coming up.
Oh, yes, it's Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed do you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused workdays, but certainly great memories. And although I can answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni to slam dunk, a deliciously supreme as a game winner, and you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner pizza from your local grocery store today.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two American missionaries now heading home to the United States after being detained in Russia for nearly 3 weeks. Russian authorities had arrested Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints missionaries Cole Bradowski and David Gogg on March 1st. The 20-year-old Bradowski and 19-year-old Gogg were accused of violating Russia's laws against foreign citizens carrying out missionary work in Russia. An Arizona mother with a popular YouTube channel jailed on $200,000 bond after being arrested for alleged child abuse. Michelle Hobson accused of harshly punishing her 7 adopted kids, which appear on the Fantastic Adventures channel, which has over 800,000 subscribers. March Madness ramping up today as the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Round of 64 begins with 4 games each in Hartford, Jacksonville, Des Moines, and Salt Lake City. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Texter says, bravo, Laura Ingraham. Nothing to be gained by Trump in the McCain thing. Texter says, Duke 100, NDSU 60. Sorry, Scott. I see.
No.
Duke 100, NDSU 60. We do, I've been kind of thumbing through these, and I see a few that have picked the Bison to win.
I think they're going to keep it tighter than that.
160, come on, no chance.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
40 points,
no.
No
chance.
Maybe 20.
Yeah. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends in an industry that just keeps cranking despite all kinds of attacks. It's sort of like Donald Trump in that regard. It's one of the reasons he was the biggest defender of them in his campaign for president. Talking about the lignite industry. And in North Dakota, that accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. That's what they do, day in and day out, that kind of energy industry. I love it. Learn more on how you can be part of this team. Stand up for them, and in the meantime, defend affordable, reliable energy. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website to find out more. Speaking of the energy industry in North Dakota, before I get back to the phones here, I do want to, before the show ends today, help me remember to do this, Todd. Play a clip of Governor Doug Burgum yesterday at the signing ceremony for Operation Prairie Dog. Operation Prairie Dog is some legislation that is very well-intentioned, in that it is recognizing the infrastructure needs of the state of North Dakota. I've been a little concerned about how it was being dispatched, because to me, if you got a limited amount of funds, in this case $250 million in funds, and from oil funds, no less, you better, number one, make sure that energy country that's generating the funds gets the funds. And then to the extent that there is more left, where are priorities across the state? And sort of, you know, have a little almost competition for the thing. Others said, you know what, there's a lot of places all throughout North Dakota that are hurting. They've not gotten anything for a long time or enough for a long time. I don't know who they are, but, you know, you look at Fargo. Fargo's got a ton of oil money for flood projects, water projects over the years, a ton. Anyway, this is sort of a kumbaya. We're going to give it to everybody, whether they ask for it or not, cities, counties, townships. I don't know how conservative that is. That's why I've been critical of it. But that train has left the station. And I'm going to say to Rich Wardner, congratulations. To Mike Nathy, congratulations. To the others that back this Good for you. Now it'll go out. The idea is for it to lower property taxes, or at least hold the line on property taxes. That's where we need to be vigilant, very vigilant here, okay, on all of this. But the governor yesterday, at the signing ceremony, took the majority of his comments to thank the people that actually generated the dollars. The private sector, in this case the oil industry, went on to talk about what the oil industry has done to get in a position to dominate now the world and be the leading producer. Isn't that awesome? And it doesn't happen enough. People in government don't recognize where the money comes from enough. They think it's their money. They think it's just into these buckets. So, anyway, we'll try to get to that coming up on the program. Gordy in Fargo, you're next on the question, who's right, Laura Ingraham or President Trump, related to the food fight going on with John McCain and George Conway. Go ahead.
So, Scott, I agree with you, and I agree with Mark, and I disagree with Laura Ingraham to some degree. No matter how much he touts the economy, the media is not going to jump on that bandwagon. And the big thing about Trump that I figured out in the time that he's been in office is that when he goes on one of these tangents like this, there's a reason behind it, okay? He's defending himself. That's the one big knock against George W. Bush, was that he didn't defend himself against these guys. He let them kind of pile on at the end, and it dropped his approval rating. It dropped all the things that he had done in his presidency that were good were kind of disavowed by the talking heads out there, and he never got ahead of that train. Trump never lets that train get out of the station. He's dinging these guys every day, and so when he starts going on these tangents like this, what a lot of people consider tangents, I start looking at that closer to find out why is he doing that, okay? I've known about John McCain for years. This guy is the biggest traitor ever to hit the United States of America. He's bigger than Benedict Arnold when it comes to being a traitor. He walked away from his campaign that he could have defeated Barack Obama. He walked away, just took time away from the campaign and let it all fall apart. I mean, go back and look at his record in Vietnam and all this other stuff. I mean, this guy is the biggest traitor ever in the history of the United States. And I'll go to my grave believing that, okay? And this Conway guy, he's just jealous because he didn't get a position in Trump's administration after his wife won the election for Donald Trump. So, you know, you got to look at the sources, first of all. But second of all, dig deeper. When he goes off the rails a little bit, what we consider or what other people consider off the rails, look behind the scenes and find out why is he doing that. First of all, it's because he's defending himself against these guys. And second of all, there's a reason there. You know, all this stuff that's coming out now about McCain and how he was a lot behind this Comey investigation, all the stuff that came up with this, this is one of the, if this distraction wasn't going on, imagine what Donald Trump's presidency would look like without it. You know, I mean, he's doing things, the economy's going crazy, all of this, right? If we didn't have this Comey investigation going on, and if the Republicans, I'll blame the Republicans for not standing up for the economy either. If I was a Republican elected official, I'd be touting the economy every time I'm in front of a microphone.
Gordy, well thought out. Appreciate the comments. And you raised the point I wanted to comment on related to, you know, there's a reason for him doing this. One reason that pops into my mind, if I am thinking about being a, you know, full-throated critic of the presidents, I don't want the treatment John McCain or George Conway has gotten. So it might quiet some critics, not all, but some. Roger, in Fargo, your thought. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Now, I agree almost exactly with your last caller. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if this is a intentional distraction, because he knows the media is going to attack him no matter what. So why not give them fodder while he's doing other things behind the scenes? But I love your comments, last caller, about Benedict Arnold, because if you know history, Arnold was a hero before he was a traitor, and that's exactly what John McCain was.
Thanks, Roger. Out to Otterdale County, Minnesota, Marlins in Fergus Falls. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Well, I have
pretty much the same thing what Laura Ingraham said. I don't agree with. In the first place, President Trump is not a politician. He's a true American in that position. And I'm sure if you think back, you have talked with other people and said, you know, this is the way things should be, or this is what we should be doing. And he's the one that has the business backing and the education.
Lost you there, Marlon. Can you move the phone just a little bit so we can hear you better?
Oh, is that better?
It is, yep.
Okay. Yeah, like I say, you know, President Trump isn't a politician whatsoever. He's a true American, and I think he's probably the first true American that we've had for a president way back as far as Reagan. Now, Reagan was close to it, but not as close as what Reagan is, President Trump. President Trump is a person that he's a true American, not a politician, and he's got the belief and he knows what America should be and what he wants America to be, and that's what he's aiming at. He's not political whatsoever. And people,
no, that's and somebody political wouldn't do what he's done here. That would be a calculation they wouldn't do. He's doing it very differently. I'm reading Chris Christie's book right now. By the way, he'll be joining us as a guest in a couple of weeks here, and, you know, he was obviously very in the middle of the campaign, behind the scenes a lot of the campaign. He just said Donald Trump is his own campaign manager, his own strategist, his own scheduler, his own messenger. That's what he does. That's his thing. And, you know, the politicians aren't normally like that. They got all these people polling these things and getting advice. And Craig Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell me.
Good morning, Scott.
Hi there.
Hello.
How you doing?
You know, the thing with the his sick, what's her name, McConnell, the husband,
George Conway.
Yeah,
talking
Conway.
About, yeah.
He, that's fine. He can not. If he was a Democrat trashing his Democrat wife in office, the news media would be all over this guy for starters. But I have to tell you, in 2016, when he trashed McCain, that I overlooked it. But I hated it. Let's think what you want about McCain. He spent 5 years in a prisoner of war camp. I know two people that didn't vote for him because of that and that alone. The goal here is to win every vote we can get. And by alienating even two people out there that would have voted for him is not the way to get there. The Democrats are coming out for blood. And this is not helping. I agree with Laura Ingraham 100%.
You know, it's funny. I had a similar experience when that happened during the campaign. I just said, you can't do that. You can't, you know, say things about someone that served the country the way John McCain did. And the best thing about John McCain is his military service. I just will always think that about him. I mean, I've met the man. I've interviewed him many times. I didn't like the swamp dweller in him. I didn't like the politician. But the military man, how can you not have unending respect for that? And how I got over that. Because I did the same thing. I was just like, I'd back me off big time. And now, I remember bringing it up on the air, and people didn't share that with me. Because why? They finally saw someone willing to fight for them. And
but God, here's the thing. It was fine that he trashed them to the news media on his way to the helicopter. Then he goes to Ohio at the tractor plant, and again he does it.
Right.
The crowd was quiet, and he better take note why that crowd was quiet. Because they hated it. They didn't want to hear it.
I think he felt the need to explain it after it had been in the news so much. But I hear you. And I also hear you in the point of, look, we need every vote we can get. And that does, right or wrong, turn people off. I think the reason his base doesn't leave him for stuff like that, they care far more about the country and the condition it's in and defeating the swamp and the guys under attack. So when he has flaws, they're going to look the other way. And those that consider that a flaw.
We need more than the base, Scott. We need way more than the base.
He didn't in 2016. I mean, he made those comments, and he went on to win as president of the United States.
We'll see.
Am I right? Did he win? I mean,
But he's going to be an uphill battle here. They have a good record, and they got the media against him.
Right, and he doesn't have the benefit of running against Hillary Clinton, someone who is universally loathed. So you're definitely right. This is a different environment. But I'm saying that's an argument on his side of it. I love your comments. Love them all today. Keep them coming. More coming up after this. plus Jim the Flagpole Guy on What's on Your Mind. Here's what's in the news at the University of North Dakota. More from UND President Mark Kennedy.
We've had a 10 percentage point improvement in our four-year graduation rate in the last 3 years. The five-year graduation rate is also up by a comparable amount. That means more people graduating, more people walking out of here sooner. We have a strategic plan that only has 7 goals. One of those 7 goals is graduation rate. We've been razor-sharp focused on that graduation rate.
Leaders in action. Find out more at und.edu.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in Your Mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. I've mentioned the heated steering wheel thing a bazillion times, and we have an emergency alert thing. Well, there you go. Flood warning for the Knife River. So anyway, get your floating thing at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right. And we got a flood report. And talk about Schwann's. Wow.
Got real live radio, man.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, here, let's see. We have Jim the Flagpole Guy coming in here in just a moment. But Ron and Bismarck, I'm going to squeeze you in first. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott.
This is Ron.
You? Yes, Ron. Go ahead.
I just kind of wanted to call because I was at my mom's last night talking to her, and she goes, how can anybody vote for this president because he's such a liar? And I told her, I said, Mom, you got to stop listening to the media. And I actually told her to go to Channel 53 because that's what my wife, I finally convinced her to watch, and it's kind of opened her eyes a little bit. But I just don't see Trump having a chance in this next vote because the old people are going to vote where the media goes, and the young people are brainwashed.
I don't know what would change from last go-around because Trump has been – this is one of the things where I hesitate to say, you need to do it different, President Trump, because he's doing what he did to get elected the first time, all right? And the things you worry about, Ron, are still there, right?
I agree 100%.
I don't know.
I agree with you 100%. I've been a Trump supporter since day one, and I want him in there. I think he's the best president we've ever had. I think he's as good as Reagan, if not better. And he's done everything he possibly can, and the media is just lying and lying, and it totally disappoints me, and I'm frustrated.
Yeah. So your argument would be that Trump do what to better influence your mom and others like her that think he's a liar? Obviously, we want her to watch different news, read different news. What is Channel 54, by the way?
53. I think you missed the misunderstood me. I said it wrong. I meant Fox 53.
Okay, Fox.
I wish he could go on the news and do a special report where he could talk and actually say what he thinks and get down to earth and tell it the way it is. And he might have to change his ways a little bit. You know, I know that's how he got voted in, but he might have to change his ways a little bit. But I want him in there, and I think he's doing a fantastic job, and I love my country, but I really think we're losing it. I think if a Democrat gets in there, we're done.
Tell your mom 550, right there in the radio dial, and then, 54 after we're off with the replay later on, Ron, and that'll help. Appreciate your call and your passion on this issue. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here, ladies and gentlemen, our favorite patriot. And you know what? Who else has the kind of service where when your flag is starting to, look a little ragged and you got to switch it out, sends one to you, and the old flag is off to honor a veteran in a burial ceremony. Who else does that? That's one of a million reasons to call Jim the Flagpole Guy when you need a flagpole. How are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good, Scott. Actually, I'm getting ready to go on the road where I will be circulating some flags. I'm headed toward the Animoose today. Anybody between Williston and Minot, I'm going to be stopping at Target Logistics and dispensing some flags to them and Stanley and making a few stops along the way. Today's a flag day, and now is a great time. Anybody, please, I wouldn't mind going on my website. That'll help my organic reach. Even if you're not interested in a flagpole or a flag, if you don't mind going right now to www.ndflagpoleguy.com, that'll actually make my customers save that money because I don't have to pay so much for advertising as my organic reach grows. But flags are this time of year, everybody's looking at a new flag and needing a new flag, and now's not a better time to go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And please order a flag from me, as it does help certain military groups, as I'm going to be helping out the Mandan Leathernecks. Marine Corps Leathernecks.
Oh, I love it. I love those Leathernecks, by golly. They're the best.
We're excited and happy to do it.
And I've never heard the term organic reach before, but that's that vast digital cyberspace, where these kind of terms are out there. But so Jim is telling you, you can support him just by going to the website. Obviously, we'd love for you to buy some of the American-made flag products that are there, the poles, all the accessories, everything else. And again, he put the flagpole up in our backyard, and when I need a new flag, I text him. I've got it 2 days later. I put my old one in a box. The label goes to allow that flag to be used in the burial of a veteran. I mean, you can't beat that. It's just, that's a lot better than going to some box store and buying a flag. And or a pole that's going to be down in a couple of years and rusting away and everything else. So that's why we call him our favorite patriot, Jim the Flagpole Guy, out to have another bang-up year spreading freedom through those flags. 701-571-FLAG. Give him a call, 701-571-FLAG, or online, ndflagpoleguy.com. ndflagpoleguy.com. We're going to call today Organic Reach Day. There you go.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Please.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Another call to squeeze in here, Kev, or should I go? I'll go to Les here on the road. Les, Laura Ingraham right or Donald Trump right on the approach related to a couple of critics here. What do you think?
Are
you there, Les?
Talking to me?
I am. Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, you know, I understand what Laura's trying to say, but I think the one thing that she's forgotten is all the things that she listed that Trump has already accomplished. He's accomplished them as he's getting shot at continuously. And just imagine what he could be accomplishing if he had cooperation.
I do think about that. I do think about that. Should he keep punching, though, while he's getting it done? For a few years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.